Meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
More clouds and sun, 59 Annandale, 57 Germantown.
559.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza.
The protesters have an hour to move out of the campus. It has become a gathering point for people from other local schools as well.
We're going to have a live report in about 3 minutes.
A new curfew for kids is getting imposed on National Harbor, and it is strict. I'm John Doman.
Two major cases involving Donald Trump today.
It is 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has wrapped up hearing arguments in a case involving immunity from prosecution for former President Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. His attorney, D. John Sauer, says presidents must have immunity.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
But justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, posed this question.
How do you determine what is an official act?
And that is at the very heart of the argument, says CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Is the line official acts versus unofficial acts?
The case could take months to decide. I'm Linda Kenyon. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
Former tabloid publisher David Pecker was back on the stand in Trump's hush money trial in New York today, giving more details about his catch and kill scheme with former fixer Michael Cohen. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Pecker testified that Cohen said, quote, the boss will take care of it as it relates to the payment. And that directly implicates Donald Trump.
That payment made to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair during the 2016 election. Abuse survivors are now bracing for possible retrial in Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. It was overturned today in New York. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
The jury was looking at Harvey Weinstein, looking at his character, this propensity to act, and not looking at the crimes that were charged in New York.
Weinstein could use that ruling now to boost his appeal in Los Angeles. Graduations canceled next month at USC as pro-Palestinian protesters continue escalating on campus. About 100 people have been arrested there, more than 100 at Emory in Atlanta, and hundreds more at about two dozen other schools nationwide. U.S. birth rates hit a 40-year low. The CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born last year, about 76,000 fewer than in 2022. The numbers officially ending a pandemic uptick. Reggie Bush was back at USC today to thank supporters after finally getting his Heisman back.
Yesterday felt like game day for me when I went to get that trophy, I promise you. I was hyped up. I was ready to run down the football field.
The NCAA reinstated the award 14 years after stripping Bush of the title for taking benefits as a player, something that's now allowed for college athletes. And Jazz Fest gets started today in New Orleans. The festival spanning two weekends with dozens of acts on 14 stages. Chris Stapleton, John Batiste, Hart, and the Beach Boys are headlining. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
603 on WTOP on this April 25th, 2024. Cloudy skies, and it's cooling off a bit. We're at 58. Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, pro-Palestinian students have started an encampment at George Washington University today, and it has served as a magnet for like-minded students and faculty from several other local universities. The crowd has now grown into the hundreds this evening. Large number of D.C. police officers also there. Let's go live now to the GW campus and WTOP Scott Gelman. Scott, how have things changed the last time we talked to you?
Hey, yeah, and it's Sean, you mentioned the word growing. The crowd here on GW's campus, this is near the law school, the area known as University Yard. heard hundreds and hundreds of this crowd growing as we get later into the evening and more folks get off work here in the 6 o'clock hour. A short time ago, I spoke to a student who said she was holding a genocide is bad sign in protest of some of GW's administration's actions.
We want justice for the Muslim and Palestinian students on campus who have been harassed ever since October 7th, while the university has responded to Jewish students' reports of like anti-Semitic attacks, but they haven't done anything to address the Islamophobic attacks on campus since October 7th.
And right now, there is a large group of those pro-Palestinian demonstrators standing in a circle. They are chanting. There are a couple of loud speakers. And right behind them, there is a small group of students holding a Israeli-American flag. The two blended together, it looks like. And again, we're at just after 6 o'clock now. D.C. police telling WTOP that at 7 o'clock, the encampment, which includes about a dozen tents here and dozens of other people, is going to be cleared by D.C. police. There is right now a big police presence on the periphery of the demonstration. We're expecting that to grow as we get closer to that 7 o'clock hour. And again, the George Washington University community mentioning in a letter, leadership here, mentioning that they requested the assistance of D.C. police to relocate what they're calling the unauthorized protest encampment. Again, that is expected at 7 o'clock, and we'll continue to bring you the latest here from GW. Reporting live at University Yard, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
All right, thanks so much, Scott. Now, Georgetown University, earlier today, a walkout, a rally, and then a march to GW. WTOP's Kate Ryan was there.
Selina Al-Shahabi with Students for Justice for Palestine helped organize the rally at Georgetown University. The students want the school to divest from companies that have contracts with Israeli defense interests. The group also wants a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students. Al-Shahabi says she lost two close relatives in the attacks on Gaza after October 7th.
And there was absolutely no support to support me through that hard time. There wasn't any mental health support.
A Jewish student who didn't want to be identified said she's pro-Israel, and she said while she doesn't feel physically unsafe on campus, it's her view that the protest adds to an unsafe environment for Jewish students at the school. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
6:06, a night of fighting and looting involving as many as 800 young people at National Harbor last weekend prompted leaders in Prince George's County to put in place a curfew at that entertainment hub. WTOP's John Doman says it will take effect before the streetlights even come on.
Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrook says what happened last weekend,
by all accounts, was the single worst day that we've had there.
And with National Harbor being so important for the county's economy,
anyone 16 years old and younger without supervision must be off the property between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
And if any teenager or even younger than that is caught violating the curfew,
the unaccompanied minors will be issued a warning.
Police Chief Malik Aziz
and their parents must pick them up or they must return in the method in which they arrived.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
The first commercial ship made its way through the deeper channel near the collapsed Key Bridge site in Baltimore earlier today. Other container ships have followed. A limited number of commercial ships will use the 35-foot deep channel between now and Tuesday to leave the port of Baltimore. Several of them have been stuck there since the collapse of the bridge. The Coast Guard and captain of the port will decide which ships and how many will use the deeper channel. The limited access channel will close again next week as crews continue recovery and salvage work. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Pending sales up in March. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health. It's how we treat people.
608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, 66 westbound, still slow from Centerville to Manassas. Eastbound, crowded, Falls Church into Arlington. Into Foggy Bottom, atypical volume delays inbound on the end of the 66 Potomac Freeway and East Street Expressway eastbound through the East Street Tunnel near GW. Normal congestion between the 3rd Street Tunnel and 14th Street Bridge and farther southbound on 395 from Washington Boulevard down to Glebe Road. 395 northbound, sluggish traffic through Springfield. Beltway traffic still very slow and packed on the inner loop from north of 66 to the Legion. Outer loop from Springfield to the Wilson Bridge through Alexandria. Maryland portions of 495 starting to see some relief. Still heavy on the inner loop near River Road, Connecticut Avenue, Georgia Avenue, and both loops near Landover Road, but getting a little bit more running room between those exits. And northbound on 270 still crowded in Gaithersburg. Also waves of heavier traffic, late rush hour traffic from Clarksburg, audit off to Urbana. Near Calverton, the utility work at Briggs Cheney Road and Fairland Road, you're under crew direction. Route 50 making fairly good time from the Beltway out to the Bay Bridge. Brief eastbound delays near the Severn River and Ritchie Highway. Is it time to upgrade to the Save a Small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast now from Steve Rudin.
Skies will continue to brighten as we move through the early evening. Temperatures will hold in the 50s before falling into the 40s overnight. Plenty of sunshine to enjoy on your Friday. Daytime highs will be in the lower to middle 60s. Saturday brings us a better chance for showers during the morning, widespread rain midday, and then lingering showers for the afternoon, 60 to 65 degrees. Sunday, a lot warmer. We're in the lower to middle 80s and nearing 90 come Monday and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin, the First Alert Weather Center.
No rain, just a bunch of clouds, and we're at 59 at Reagan National, 58 at BWI Marshall, 59 out of Dulles Airport, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed last quarter, but more than expected, falling to an annual rate of 1.6%, down from 3.4% the previous quarter. Wall Street tanked this morning on the news. The Dow was down almost 700 points at one point. It still closed down 375 points, 1%. The S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ both closed down about a half percent. Big earnings reports after the close. Microsoft topped estimates. Intel matched estimates, but its forecast was short. Google handily beat expectations. And parent company Alphabet declared its first ever shareholder dividend. The number of house hunters signing a contract to buy last month rose 3.4%, but pending sales were still just about the same as they were last March. Even with the modest gain in sales last month, home sales are still hovering near a 30-year low. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up here on WTOP, it's the most high-profile draft for the Washington Commanders in years. They are expected to pick what they hope to be as their next franchise quarterback tonight. We will talk about tonight's NFL draft with WTOP Sports Director George Wallace, 612.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Fine.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle. not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
Later this hour, one of the biggest pizza chains in the country says if you tip your delivery driver, the company will give you a tip. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Kick off the boating season on the beautiful Potomac River on May 3rd through 5th as the DC Boat Show returns for its second year at National Harbor. See a variety of more than 200 sail and power boats, new to quality pre-owned. Enjoy live music, food and drinks for purchase, and an array of vendors with the latest boating gear. A limited number of VIP tickets are available. Visit dcboatshows.com for tickets and information.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 6:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for being with us.
Well, the list of starting quarterbacks who have tried and failed for the Washington Commanders is a long one over the past 30 years. Well, the team is hoping that streak ends tonight. If you watch the NFL draft this evening, you'll hear that a lot. And when Washington is expected to pick at the number two spot, they hope to pick that magical quarterback that will lead them to the promised land.
WTOP Sports Director, Commanders beat reporter George Wallace joined us a little earlier here with a preview on what is not just another draft for this team.
This is extremely important. I mean, this is kind of, you know, everything is fresh and new with this organization starting last year with Josh Harris and what he was able to do during the season last year. And then with the new regime taking over in January with the new general manager, new head coach, and now the number two overall pick. So this is a destination that is, you know, usually if you have the number two overall pick, there's not much optimism, right? Because the season has been bad and you're number two. But I could argue differently with this organization because this is a good situation to come in, new head coach, new GM, and now you're going to most likely 98.9% get hopefully a franchise quarterback here. So it's a big night for sure.
Now, obscured a bit over the fact that they have the number two pick in the draft, all the picks they have in the top 100. Yeah. How many is it?
Six.
Six.
Six in the top 100.
Okay, so they can address a lot of needs with that, right?
They can, Sean, yeah. Number two, 36, 40, 67, 78, and 100. So those are the six, and I'm just rattling them off for you. Those are the six right now in the top 100. And it's also, to your point about addressing needs, they did a lot in free agency, that's for sure. You got guys that could come in as starters. Now, in the draft, you can address depth in that position. The one thing they do need, other than a quarterback, is a left tackle. So there's lots of talk that possibly you can package that's 36 and number 40, the two second round picks, and maybe jump back into the first round and get an offensive tackle if there is one on the board late in that first round. So they do have some ammo to work with here with these picks and an opportunity to address a lot and stack this roster, which is good.
George, the flavor and the energy that now surrounds the draft and this process, we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, there are top of the line designers putting suits on the guys. Exactly. I
want
to know who won the 40 yard dash. I want to know all that stuff. The moms and dads are there. The girlfriends are there. I mean, it's like a lot. It is a very well orchestrated event now.
It is. And this is why the NFL is king, right? For all year round. I mean, they've had a countdown clock for 59 hours on ESPN leading up to the draft. So it's a big spectacle. There's no doubt. 13 players invited to Detroit. They don't want players sitting in that green room, which you've seen for years.
Yeah.
Right?
That's always an embarrassment for somebody, right?
Always is.
Yeah.
So 13 players, yes. You're going to see the suits. You're going to see them go up on stage and talk to Roger Goodell. So it is definitely a spectacle, and expect to see the first five picks, probably four quarterbacks tonight.
All right. Wow. Quick, before we go.
Yes.
Who will the Commanders pick at number two?
I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. All signs point to the LSU quarterback at number two. Yes, he's got some work to do, but he's 24 years old, but he's battle-tested, and I think that is the player that is going to lead this team on the field in 2024.
WTOP Sports Director, Commanders beat reporter George Wallace there. And George and Sean, I'll let you know that Caleb Williams, you've already seen pictures on social media, finally dressed in an amazing suit with a mystery girlfriend apparently on his side. Oh. She had on a long silver gown on the step and repeat as they're getting ready for the draft.
Must watch
so it's
TV.
Already starting.
Yeah. Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you at WTOP.
Students at George Washington University in Georgetown set up an encampment in solidarity with the people of Gaza today. They have less than 45 minutes to clear out those tents before police are moving in.
And starting tomorrow, a curfew for teenagers goes into effect at National Harbor in Prince George's County. Comes after a huge fight there this weekend.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Into D.C., northbound on 395. Traffic is backed up at the 14th Street Bridge. It'll get a little slower. There is a new crash near Exit 2, Potomac Park. D.C., paramedics are on the scene now, and northbound on 395, you're getting by to the left. We're watching that in our new Kobe consulting camera. For now, they have the exit to Potomac Park and Park Police headquarters blocked. Farther inbound, some sluggish traffic toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Outbound traffic from the tunnels to the bridge is slow, as it is in at least one stretch from the Pentagon down toward Shirlington. 95, southbound delay is already showing signs of easing down in Woodbridge. 66, still quite heavy westbound through Centerville toward the Manassas Rest Area. As is traffic on the Beltway's outer loop from Van Dorn Street to the Wilson Bridge and the Beltway's inner loop from Route 7 to the American Legion Bridge. Rush hour traffic still thick on the inner loop in Silver Spring and northbound on 270 through Gaithersburg. Amtrak produces up to 83% less carbon emissions than traveling by car or plane. Book at Amtrak.com. Emissions comparisons vary depending on route and locomotive type. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Our forecast, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Moving through the remainder of the evening, skies will slowly brighten. The sun will set at 7:55 and partly cloudy skies overnight. Temperatures will drop to the 40s by early tomorrow morning, but sunshine, lots of it for your Friday. High temperatures well below normal for this time of year, around 60 to 65. Showers on and off through the day on Saturday. They'll diminish by late afternoon, 60 to 65 degrees. Hot for the day on Sunday, considering the time of year, lower to middle 80s, near 90 on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Foggy Bottom is at 58. We're at 58 Fort Belvoir. We've got 57 in Silver Spring, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Still ahead on WTOP.
The unsung heroes fighting alongside their wish kids. This one's for the parents. I'm Matt Koufax.
621.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit Uline.com.
Something amazing is happening here, an extreme balancing act. Federal agencies are balancing employee demands for flexibility with the security and reliability the country demands. That's because CDW Government optimized, deployed, and managed a secure and scalable laptop solution using Dell Latitude 5000 series notebooks. For sustainable solutions that balance flexibility and security, Dell Technologies and CDW Government. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdwg.com/dellfederal.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:23.
As WTOP's Make-A-Wish Month comes to a close, we're highlighting the unsung heroes who fight right alongside Wish Kids. In tonight's episode of Mad About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax celebrates the Wish parents of the DMV.
For the parents of Wish Kids like John Ricketts, getting that diagnosis or finding out your child needs a certain procedure can be a life-altering moment.
There's a lot of education. It's something that we didn't know a whole lot about, and we had to learn. We had to learn from doctors, a lot of our own research.
Wish mom Sally Jordan adds,
we just take each day, you know, as it comes, and we have faith in the Lord, you know, that he's getting us through.
Parents that's like Tabitha Lawson, whose daughter Leanna was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia and met the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as a part of her wish. Tell me, experiences provided by organizations like Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic can help families forget for a while and bring smiles to their kids' faces.
All these women on the field around her, and all she was thinking about for that day was soccer, not cancer. And that's what you need.
In fighting critical illnesses, each family makes sacrifices. Some, like Wish Dad Paggio Gordon, give part of themselves. His son Paige told me he's thankful his own father donated bone marrow to help him fight sickle cell disease.
I ultimately still had that hope and that faith and that trust that things would get better. And it did.
At the end of the day, love is the prevailing force, that common denominator that enables these parents to do just about anything for their kids. Others who have had wishes fulfilled say they and their kids are so grateful and hope they can repay it tenfold in the future.
I could definitely see her at some point later in life being a Make-A-Wish volunteer and returning what Make-A-Wish has done for her.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
There are just a few days left to donate to this month's Operation Dream Maker campaign. Go to WTOP.com/wishes to learn how.
Well, next time you order Domino's pizza and you tip your delivery driver, you will get a tip too. The pizza giant has started a new promotion called You Tip, We Tip. If you add a $3 tip or more on your online order, you'll get a coupon for $3 on your next pizza. That promotion will begin in 4 days.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob Woodfork joins us now. There is a big draft going on, but there's also a big game going on.
Yeah, for the Nationals anyway. They trail the Dodgers by the slimmest of margins in their series finale, and we'll go live to Nats Park for an update from Dave Preston.
Rob, bottom of the eighth inning, the Nationals trail 2-0. Freddie Freeman patting the Dodgers' lead with a one-out double that brings home Mookie Betts. The LA's leadoff hitter 2-for-3 today with the walk. Teoscar Hernandez has a solo homer for the visitors. That's the only run Mackenzie Gore allowed over six innings. Nats have six hits but have left six on base. They trail 2-0, bottom of the eighth.
The NFL draft about an hour, 2 hours away from the Chicago Bears officially being on the clock in Detroit. The Commanders up next at number 2 overall, and there's still time to drink in all our Commanders draft content on WTOP.com, including this week's DC Sports Huddle. We have a Commanders blueprint and the history behind each of the picks Washington holds, so check it out if you haven't already. You probably should have seen it by now. The Commanders announced today Darryl Green's number 28 jersey will be retired. It's the fifth number to officially be retired by the franchise.